How many understand that He's still the Alpha and the Omega? He's still and always will be the beginning and the end. Most of you, and I believe all of you, probably understand that He's already been there and experienced it. And you and I need to ride with Him, to be led by Him, so that we could accomplish that what He's already set in store, has already called us and commissioned us to, is His church. How many of you understand that the church in America has gone to sleep in many, many parts of this great nation over the past years? We've seen a lot of compromise take place. We've seen a lot of churches close up. We've seen just the assault. Thank God for this great church. You didn't close up. Thank God that you understand God's healing power. Thank God that you understand His angels that have been given charge over you to protect you and keep you in all your ways. Thank you that you believe that no weapon formed against you can prosper, and every tongue is rising against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. That's the heritage of each and every one of us, because we're the child and the children of God. How many of you understand that you and I are redeemed from the curse of the law, but there's a lot of good people, Christians, supposedly, that don't believe what you believe? Now, don't go to sleep on me. And what I'm trying to get you to see is you have a job and an assignment in this day and this hour to bring what you carry as a church. And I want you to understand that you in this house, I know, carry a level of revelation like many churches never experienced and never been subject underneath. In other words, the impartations of line upon line and precept upon precept that you've been privileged to be a partaker of. The faith has come to you. Growth has come to you. You've grown in grace, you've grown in knowledge, you've been strengthened with might by His Spirit, you've had the impartations of what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do year after year and day after day and week after week and service after service. And understand what a privilege that you have had as brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet there's many out there that are living and captivated in what I will refer to as a spirit of fear. They've been captivated and taken captive by the enemy, and yet they love God, yet they understand to the degree that they can experience and love the Lord, because why? They've accepted the One who was and is to come. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, but they've never experienced what maybe most of you have, and that's called the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the equipping of what He does when you shall be endued with power from on high. After that, He comes upon you, and you can be something that you weren't before. You can be what I refer to as a witness in a world that is full of darkness, because why? Gross darkness has filled our earth. It's certainly filled our nation. And what's taking place right now is up to the church to bring change. Do you understand me? If you're looking at the hand of man, you're looking at the wrong thing. But when you look unto Him who will and will move by His Spirit in your behalf, because why? You're a man and woman of God that will stand and take up a strength in God. It'll take up and understand that you can be fully equipped in the whole armor of God, that you can stand perfect and complete in all the fullness of God, and you are a force to be reckoned with, my brother and sister. Do you understand me? I want to speak to this house. I want to speak into the fiber of the being of the call and the purposes of why this church is here in this great city, because why? You are about to expand. I said you are about to expand. There are borders that need to be enlarged in the capacity of your hearts. There's things that need to be shifted and changed in every one of us here this morning. But I want to guarantee you that God is able. Can you say amen? I said God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think in this great hour. What an hour that we have for to be a part of the great church of the Lord Jesus Christ, who promised you and me that We all of us. He says, I'm going to build a church, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. He said that to you and me. And you and I, as sitting here in this congregation this morning, are the church. Thank God for this beautiful building that men built and decorated. That's a little inside joke that I have with your pastor. The first time I walked in this, it didn't take me long. My wife's a decorator. And we flipped houses over the years. And there's things that she wouldn't let me do. All right. So I caught on quickly. But one of the things that I said when I walked in here, I said, men built this church, bless God. Hallelujah. I like it. That's good. Amen. Thank God for the men in the body of Christ. Amen. And you ladies, thank God for you, because why? We'd be a mess without you. All right. Just a heads up to you. Okay. Can we get into the word? Amen. I trust what I'm about to share. I've struggled with this. I've been up pretty much all night. So if I just fall out, just let me lay there. All right. Amen. But I trust this will encourage you. I trust that this will encourage your pastor and the leadership here by no sense of the meaning am I trying to discredit where you've been and what you've gone through and where you are today. And I thank God that you're here. You hear me? I am just very blessed to be a part in relationship with your pastor and with this great church. And it's just an honor to be here in this pulpit. Just so you understand my heart as a minister. So I trust that this will encourage you in this new season. I said it's a new season. It's a new season for this house as well as the body of Christ. But a lot of people aren't aware of it because they think things are going to go back to normal. My brother and sister, normal is over. Whatever you thought it was, it's gone, all right? This is a new day and a new hour, and you and I were born for such a time as this. And some of you might say, well, I'm too old for that. You are not, because I got a word for you. He wants to fill your mouth with good things and renew your youth like the eagle. He wants to strengthen you with might by His Spirit in your innermost being so that you can run the rest of your race and you can hit the mark of the call, the high calling of God that is upon your life. And there is a high calling upon this house. There's a high calling upon you if you're a part of this house and understanding the corporate anointing that takes place when you come together as the saints, as you come in and you join your hearts together with the purpose and the vision of the house. I want you to understand the power and the presence of the Lord is here to change not only a city, but to change nations. I said it's here to change nations. It's here to bring impartations of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in the nations of this world. I believe we're going to see some men and women raised up here that are going to go and they're going to run like the wind with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they're going to be equipped by the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him so that they know and understand who they are in Christ, who Christ is in them, so that they can run the race. And I guarantee you, we're going to get to pay for it. Can you say amen? I said, we're going to get to pay for it. Oh, hallelujah! Did you understand that God's not broke? Did you understand that we believe in prosperity? Do you understand that it is the will of God that we prosper, we walk in health as our souls prosper? The key is our soul prospering? Well, one thing about it, if you're sitting here on a Sunday morning during everything that's going on, I believe your soul has prospered. Hallelujah. I believe you've grown this past year. I believe you've been stretched a little bit, but I also believe you've grown in grace and knowledge and strengthened with might by His Spirit, that you've come to understand that God's for you. He's not against you. You come to understand the divine protection of the Holy Spirit. You've come to understand that He's given those angels charge over you. You've come to understand that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You've come to understand that God Almighty has got your back. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Ah!
Amen.
I see. Put your ears on. Those of you that can judge what I speak prophetically, I want you to judge what I speak. You understand me? I'm one voice. I see a new opening and areas of development in this house. And when I speak about the house, I'm talking about the church as a whole, but also the house that you live in, and you're the house of God. expand. 3 o'clock in the morning, God doesn't care what time it is. I've come to the conclusion of that. It doesn't matter to him, all right? He wants your attention. He knows how to get it. Expand, expand, expand. So much more to be done within and beyond. And the question was, Lord, you want me to tell them that? He said, yes, I want you to do it like this. I see an opening and areas of development in this house to expand, expand, expand. So much more to be done within and beyond. How can this be done? And I felt that that question was going to be filled in the atmosphere of some of your lives. How can this be done? Now, maybe that's an individual thing. Maybe that's something in your family or your business, but I believe it's also in this house. I know you all know this, and that's why I'm struggling with this message a bit, because you got one of the most awesome teachers and ministers of the gospel that pastors this house that I'm aware of. Do you understand me? A man that is squeaky clean and walks in more integrity than so many, many, many ministers that I'm in contact with. And that's why I can be connected to this young man here. I call him young, okay? All right. And you understand, I'm the old guy in the house and this young family here, all right? And understanding that, you know, I don't know about you. When I got saved, I come out of a pretty dark world, okay? I know most of you are perfect, but I wasn't, okay? But when I come out of that, because I was in business and I worked with the public since I was about 8 years old, I pretty well had an eye to see and discern, not knowing what it was at the time, but I could pretty well tell who was a fake. Still kin. It's probably a little sharper now than it used to be, but, you know, in business, in the grocery business, in a family grocery store, I got to know, you know, and I'd see the so-called, what they called themselves, I think it was Christians. I seen them, and I thought, you know, and then there was three of them that actually represented the one who I come to know, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, represented him to me, that I seen that, you know what, there is the real, but then there's also the imposters out there. How many understand we're living in an age of lying and deception like no other, I don't believe any other generation has been exposed to the degree that we've been. If they have, I wasn't aware of it. There's one who is the father of lies. There's one who is the deceiver of the brethren, who is most in fully engaged and taking what belongs to us away from us. You are aware of that, correct? So I know that what I'm about to share with you, you're going to say, we know that, we've been taught that, and we could probably preach that a whole lot better than you, and I'm glad you can, okay? But there is so much more, the Lord said, that I want to deposit within them. There's so much more to be discovered by you, church, by us as God's people. This word is just as much for me as it is for you. He said, but there's so much more to be discovered by you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your walk of faith for this season. This is a special season, and God has chosen you and me for such a time as this. This is our day and our hour to shine. This is our day and our hour to get her done. This is our day and hour to understand that we are a last days generation or a last days church. In other words, it's still my last days, whether he cracks that sky next week or whether it's 50 years from now. I believe that I've got to live out the rest of my life to the will of God. How about you? Do you understand me? There's no other thing that I want to do than the will of God. I don't have an agenda. I want to do the will of God. I trust that that's your agenda and the purpose of your life. That why? There's nothing more important in any one of our lives in this day and this hour than understanding God has a will. He has a purpose. He has assignments for all of us here in this house, and understand they need to be done. They need to be wrapped up. They need to be finished. In other words, we got to start them, but we also have to carry them through and finish them till the end. Because why? One day that sky's going to crack. One day the Son of God's going to appear. One day the dead in Christ are going to rise, and one day we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I don't know about you, that day might be a whole lot sooner than some people think. Boy, it's quiet in this house. I believe you're listening. Romans, go to the book of Romans, if you would, please. I'm going to read scripture to you, okay? And I want you to put your ears on, because why? God said, if you will listen with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your walk of faith for this season, you're going to discover more in the depths of the revelation of this principle than what many people have ever experienced as a church and as individuals. We've heard this, we've heard it, and we've heard it. I thought, God, I'll sound like a broken record. That's okay. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here that Jesus Christ would be glorified in all that's said and done in this house, that you would be built up and established and stronger than ever before, that you would understand who you are in Christ, who Christ is in you, so that you can hit the mark of the call that is upon your life. That we won't drag our feet another day, but we'll run this race and we'll accomplish that, what he has given us individually and corporately to do as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's still the will of God that none perish. Can you say amen to that? It's still the will of God that this gospel goes into all the nations. It's still the will of God that we disciple and raise up men and women in this day and this hour. I believe those impartations are going to take place. I was sharing that with Apostle Dale earlier. I believe that we're in a season right now that impartations are going to take place, and we're going to see young men and women be able to receive what God has for them, and there's going to be supernatural accelerated speed upon their life. Thank God for this school, young man. Thank God for this school. What a ministry and opportunity as a church that God has provided for you. Understand, this is what will change nations. Can you say amen? This educational process that is taking place, I want you to understand what a way to evangelize the world. What a way to understand that you're going to equip saints to be able to run a race so that they're not tripping and falling and stumbling like so many other people have done, but they're going to know the word of the Lord. They're going to know how to be led by the Spirit of God. They're going to know what God has already called them to. They're not going to wander around in the wilderness. They're going to go to the top of the mountain, because why? There's a commission and an assignment that needs to be done, and that commission has got to be to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Do you understand me? The assignment of everything we do in the body of Christ is to get that gospel into the hearts of humanity. Understand, there's people out there dying and going to hell, and I don't know about you, I'm so in love with God because he's in love with people. And because I'm in love with people, I don't want anyone to die and go to hell. When I seen a glimpse of that, it changed my life. And I want you to understand, my brother and sister, if we don't fall back in love with him who was and is to come, if we don't fall back in love with what he loves the most, and that's people, and we will never understand what John 3:16 says. And I guarantee you, it's not been removed from your Bible, but you and I have a job, have a responsibility, have a commitment to the kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ to carry it through and to do our part in this great kingdom. And you might as well shout amen in this house. Yeah. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Put your ears on. For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say this with me. The just. That's who I am. Come on. Help me out. The just. That's who I am. I will live by faith. Now go with me to Galatians chapter 3. Great minister that I followed for years. He's home with the Lord, Brother Hagin. He would always recommend that, you know, to have two or three witnesses to have every word established. And in Galatians 3, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Say, the just, meaning me, shall live by faith. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 30, or chapter 10. Hebrews 10. I want to come back here to this passage, but we're just going to read one scripture at this time. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. Say, I am justified just as I never sinned. I'm pure. I'm cleansed. I'm washed. I'm holy. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. That old mess is all gone. I shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. This is time to please God. Now, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the what? The will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will what? A little while. Let me read that again to you. I want you to get it. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. In the process of, it says, now the just shall live by faith, but if we or any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto petition. Say that with me. I am not one of them that will draw back or have drawn back unto petition or destruction. That's not me. Amen? And it's not this house. And I'm so happy to be here. He says, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I had an opportunity to minister on the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit this past week to three amazing students, and I'm just so honored to be a part of their life now. And I've seen, you know, there's a place that your pastor mentioned it already. We need to continually have our minds renewed by the washing of the water of the Word. That, you know, when Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, so that you're not conformed to this world, but you're transformed. Say, transformed. And how do we become transformed? And you're already in process. Have we arrived yet? I believe there's another road to go down here. And what I mean by that, I believe we can go further, we can go deeper, we can go broader, we can go wider, and we can accomplish more as we allow this thing to be totally transformed, so that we understand that all things are possible to him who believeth, that we understand that with God all things are possible, that we understand that have faith in God, and when he said have faith in God, you're going to speak what you believe, and when you speak, that your words will go forth with power and demonstration. Because why? This is a day to be the release of the power of God through the voice of those like just like you. Each and every man in here has the power of life and death right there on your tongue. And understand, your words have weight when you have a heart that's full of faith. And when you speak by faith, understand the spirit of faith will be released. Understand that those words, the power of the word of the Lord coming through the believer that has a heart that is set and based in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, we're going to see miracles and signs and wonders like no generation has ever seen, because God wants to show off in this day and this hour. He wants to show up in your life and then through your life. Because why? God's going to expand you, because he's about ready to stretch every one of us. Amen. Yes. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians 2. Did you get the gist of what I was trying to share? A little pun. The just shall what? How are they going to live? Now, I know you've heard that probably thousands and thousands of times. Guess what the hour you're living in? It's here. It might have been a good book you read. It might have been a good sermon your pastors have taught you. It might have been something you even memorized. But if we don't do this word, we're only deceiving ourselves. And the thing that's going to carry us through into the future is our faith. I said the thing that's going to carry us through into the future with victory and not defeat. I said with victory and not defeat. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. There's some things that need to be overcome through your life, through our life, through this house. There's some things that need to be explored and discovered and manifested through this house. See, there's an assignment upon this house, and I want to see to it that I just throw as much gas on your fire as I possibly can. You understand? That's part of my job, to bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to you so that you get so stirred up and so passionate that nothing else matters, but you're going to listen to God, you're going to obey God, and you're going to get her done in this season. Because why? We got to run this race, and we got to accomplish that, what he's called us to do. Because why? That window is open right now. I said the window is open right now. You're not going to have to wait for that window open. It is open right now. But will we run through that window, and will we do the will of God in our individual lives, and will we do as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ the will that he has called us to do? Will we bring the spirit of awakening upon this nation once again? Will we stir up our brothers and sisters once again? Will we bring the backslider back home? And will we go out and seek and save that which is lost by the mighty hand and moving of the Holy Spirit? Because why? God wants to bring in a harvest in this day and this hour. This is all about the harvest, but it's all about raising up that harvest so that they're not stupid, ignorant Christians. God wants to impart revelation, and you are carrying a spirit of wisdom and revelation with a depth to it that many churches don't understand. But understand, if you don't loose your voice, if you don't step out and be bold as a lion in this day and this hour, you are just going to be, you're going to become a reservoir that'll turn into a swamp and it'll stink. And this is not time to be stinking Christians doing nothing. This is a time to understand that the hand of the Lord is upon us, each and every one of us, that we have an assignment to do the will of God. We have an assignment to understand that when I pray, I hear. When I hear, I need to obey. When I obey, I do. Because why? Faith without works is always what? Dead. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Still love me? I need to check every now and then, all right? Did you find Galatians 2?
Yes.
For I through the law, verse 19, am dead to the law that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Not I. I don't know about you, somewhere in this all we have to die. Die to our desires, die to our quirks, die to... Do you hear me? There's a desire, and that's called the heart and the desire of the Lord, that has got to become our deepest longing and our deepest desire. And I'm not against prosperity. I'm not against you having stuff. I'm not against all those things. You understand me? Don't you ever misinterpret what I'm saying. God wants you to be blessed to be a blessing. But the flip side of that is, there's a priority, and it needs to be accomplished and done. And we can't let stuff own us. We can't let money control us. And we can't even let money be an issue. Because why? You got a wealthy father. I said, you got a wealthy father. Last I knew, he's not holding any good thing back from any one of us. Last I knew that he will produce what we need to get the job done that needs to be done, that he's commissioned us, assigned us, and put the desire in our hearts to do. Last time I knew, Philippians 4:19 was in my Bible. Last time I read it, it still read the same way. It hasn't changed. It says, but my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The last thing I knew, when I read that in the context, I felt that, you know what? I qualify. I want you to know this house qualifies for that scripture. As long as that scripture's in your Bible, I guarantee you there's not going to be a need that goes unmet. I guarantee you God's going to show up in miraculous ways and show you his provision beyond your wildest expectation. I guarantee you that he is going to bring a full supply of that which is needing and that which needs to be done in this day and this hour if we will just have faith in God. If we will trust him with every fiber of our being, if we will put his assignments and his will ahead of everything else in our life, and that we will run this race to get her done. Understand, my brother and sister, the hand of the Lord is upon you. It's upon you in this day and this hour to raise you up, to bring you into a place where you understand that you can live close hand in hand with the Lord, that you can walk worthy of him, you can be fully pleasing under the good works that he's called you to, that you can live and walk in the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him, that you can hear his voice because you're a sheep, and you can be led by the Spirit of God and get things done in your life, not by the force of the flesh, but by the working of the Spirit of God, because it's not by our power nor our might, it'll be by his Spirit. And when we come into a place of unity and one accord in the church of Jesus Christ, I guarantee you this nation is about to see one of the greatest revivals and moves of God that it's ever seen. Because why? There's a harvest field out there, and God is still in love with the United States of America, and the hand of the Lord is not off this nation yet, but guaranteed. That whose opportunity is it? It's up to the church. I said it's up to the church. And when I refer to the church, I refer to you and me. I refer to, you know what? This is our day to be the army of God, to rise up, to be big and bold and strong in the Lord, to understand that we got weapons. We got some warfare ahead of us. But I guarantee you that those weapons cannot prosper if you'll stand in the covenant, washed by the blood, full of the Holy Ghost, and know and understand that God's for you. He's not against you. And he has created you to be champions. Hallelujah. I said you're champions in this thing. Oh, give him praise. Hallelujah.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life, say the life, that I now live. When's now? When? The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? Of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. This is a key. I know you all know these scriptures. I know you do. It's not like I'm trying to bring something new to you. I want to encourage you with this. Sometimes we take for granted what we know. You know, I've been married a long time, and I got to shake myself so I don't take my wife for granted. One day you'll learn that, Shane. I love you, buddy. You know I've missed you, don't you? Huh? See, there's certain people I can pick on, and they won't wrestle me to the ground. All right. You get familiar, and familiarity will bring you into a place where you don't honor or respect, whether it's people, but in this case, it's revelation that you have. There's not a one of us in this room, I don't believe, that don't understand the principle that we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. But yet, we're in a season where many believers are not doing that. I said they're not doing that. They're walking and living in fear. They're walking and moving in the popular opinions of what so-called authorities are telling them. They're not walking and living in Psalm 91 at this time. I know you are. They're not understanding that we can live underneath the shadow of the Almighty as we say of the Lord what He is to us. And we understand that we have a covenant with Him, and we understand that He's given His angels charge over us, protect us and keep us in all of our ways. We understand that no plague can come near our dwelling. But yet there's many people out there that don't know that. If they do know that, they don't believe that. They've been hearers of this word, but maybe they're not doing it. And I believe this house has an assignment to release the revelation that you're carrying more and more as the days that lie ahead. That's part of what I see for you. Say, oh, I'm not a preacher, I'm not an evangelist. You're an ambassador of God. Every one of us here. No matter what the call is on our life, we're ambassadors, we're children of God, and the sons of God can be led by the Holy Spirit of God, and God has a divine purpose, and that's to bring people into Christ, to bring people out of darkness into light, open up the eyes of the blind, to lift the deception that has clouded their minds, and to bring and to preach this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Because why? There's still power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's still the power of God unto salvation. Understand that it's not a respecter of person. And when that gospel goes forth out of your mouth, because your hearts are filled with faith, I guarantee you there's power there to raise the dead. There's power there to open up blind eyes. There's power there to produce healing power. There's things there that'll come from your life in the name of Jesus Christ that'll change and revolutionize what I believe is a lukewarm church in America. Are you with me? The key is Galatians 5:6, and you know this. For in Christ, or Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but then it says this statement. But, say but, faith which worketh, how's it work? By love. Your faith and my faith work by love. And I can say God is love. I can also say as He is, so are you in this world. I can also say that that love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit if we're in Christ. I can also say that love never fails. And I don't see a failure in this room. I see success stories right here. I believe that your footsteps have been ordered by the Lord. I believe that God has already ordered them, and many of you are aware of that. But I want you to understand there's a depth of revelation that He wants you to receive from Him concerning walking by faith in your life. There's areas in probably every one of our lives in this room that we have settled for what the world has said, what we've been programmed to believe. I believe God wants to open up the eyes of our understanding to a dimension where we can see that, you know what, I can receive this by faith. It doesn't have to happen in the practical sense of life, that there's a way that I can live by faith and experience a supernatural provision, experience supernatural health, experience a supernatural experience of walking in the Spirit in a dimension of what I call the dimension of faith. Understanding that eye of faith that you and I have, we need to open it up and allow it to see further than we've ever seen before. So that why? We understand that faith always comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But when it's a hearing and with the intention to do. And when we do, I guarantee your faith's going to grow. It's going to grow because why? God said this house already has strong faith. This house is walking in a level and a dimension of my faith that many houses have never experienced. But there is more to come because there's a broader place. There's expansion. I said expansion, expansion, expansion. Whatever that means to you, you just take it in, you swallow it, you meditate on it, and let God show you the directives to it. But there's so much more to be done through this house, through you as individuals. And God wants to expand your borders in this day and this hour. Why? Because there's a harvest that's coming out of the darkness into the light. There's men and women there that are going to need to be raised up underneath the mighty hand of the spirit of wisdom and revelation that is going to come through the voice of this house. Understand, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to see some men and women raised up in leadership in positions that are going to be supernaturally quick to get to that place of destination, because the clock is ticking and the time is short and that window is open. And when we decide that our yes will be yes, and we will not say no to the Lord, but we will say yes to everything that He shows us to do, then I guarantee you He's going to deposit the grace upon you, within you, so that you can run that race and you can accomplish that, what He's assigned you to do individually as well as this house corporately. It's not a thing of fear. You don't have to say, well, we can't do it. I want you to know my Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and He wants to strengthen His people in this day and this hour. The spirit of might is upon the house of God in this day and this hour. And when we understand, when we can pray that you will be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the innermost being, then bless God, I'm going to pray that in faith for you in the name of Jesus. Because why? You are a force to be reckoned with, house of God. You are a man and woman that is a threat and a terror to the kingdom of darkness. That's why some of you have been in such battles. Understand, your battle is meant to be conquered. Understand, you are more than a conqueror, and in Christ you can conquer and win every battle that you might be up against. God is not holding anything back from you. He's just trying to get us to step out of the boat of the comfort zone that maybe some of us have lived in some of the areas of our life, and experience faith, experience the manifestations of the goodness of God in the land of the living, because He's a good, good God, and He is a good, good Father to each and every one of you. And that goodness and mercy is seeking you down like a heat-seeking missile, and it is after you. It's time we turn around and say, God, let me have it. Hallelujah.
Am I out of time? I don't want to overstretch my bounds.
Still breathing.
Okay, your pastor's going to teach on faith. I can guarantee you he's going to. All right? Not that he hasn't. All right? So I just threw it out there. All right? I was a meat cutter and I was a butcher and I just cut it up and throw it out. You deal with it. All right? Some things haven't changed, okay? Thank God for the teachers in the body of Christ, for they have to put up with guys like me. All right? Go to Psalm 92. I want to minister this just for a little bit. I'll try to be quick. Psalm 92. Some of you are going to dance after we. I said some of you are going to dance, Pop. Oh, did I say Pop? That speak to somebody in this house? All right. Well, I know there's a few Pops here. All right, I happen to be one. Psalm 92, verse 7. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Amen! Now, we could just go home right there, couldn't we, huh? But Thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For though Thy enemies, O Lord, for though Thy enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall Thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Say that with me. I shall, every day of my life, be anointed with fresh oil. He says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear the desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Do you understand? There are principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. We're not fighting human beings here. There are demonic forces at work in our nation, upon our lives. Understand that you have a greater one inside of you, and He is greater than it all. Hallelujah. My eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Verse 12, put your ears on, Pop. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted, if you're here this morning, and you're a part of this great work, you're planted. And I honor you. I honor you. I honor you for your commitment to the will and call and purposes of God upon this house, upon supporting your pastor and the leadership here, upon carrying this through. Because why? I believe we have just gone through a new gate. And what I mean by that, this is a new day and a new hour for each and every one of us to experience more in this kingdom we call the kingdom of God than we've ever experienced before. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit. Did you see that? That's my scripture, brother. You want I share it with you? All right. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat. Oh, there's some fat cats in here, baby. Hallelujah. They shall be fat and flourishing. That word fat, if you'll search it out in your Hebrew text, you're going to find out figuratively it means rich or fertile. I like what Noah Webster said about it in 1828. He says, abounding in spiritual grace and comfort. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amplified says, they shall be full of sap. Because I'm a redneck, I come from the redneck part of Pennsylvania. I know you guys are all city slickers. But some of us here in this room, I won't mention any names like Pastor Dale, but some of us grew up in the woods, all right? And we understand what sap is, okay? We understand what it's like to stick your hand on a tree and you weren't paying attention and all of a sudden you can't get your hand off the tree because it's sappy, all right? In other words, it's sticky. I want you to understand what he's saying here. He says, they shall be full of sap. Spiritual vitality. They shall bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Verse 12 in the Amplified, I'll read that and I'll close here. The uncompromising righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, be long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. Let me read that again to you because I want you to catch it. Long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality, rich. They shall be rich in their trust, in their love, and in their commitment to the Lord. I've shared with you what he gave me and I trust the Holy Spirit to take you, every one of us in this room, this house, into the depth of the revelation of walking by faith
in this world like we've never seen before. Because the way the church will survive is by this unique principle. We shall, because we're the just, walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you.